Brother Joseph, there are a lot of private and opposing interpretations about when the rapture is. Can you tell us one sure way when will the rapture happen?
Well, it's going to happen. God is going to give an unmistakable signal. Is going to sound the trumpet. Jesus said in Matthew 24:31, at the sound of a trumpet, he will appear in heaven and send his angels.
Which trumpet?
Is this trumpet number 7, which is recorded in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15.
But how many trumpets are there?
There are 7 trumpets. You can see that in Revelation 8, verse 2.
Okay, shall we go read some scriptures?
Okay, go ahead. You can start read Revelation 8, 2, and then go to...
So, Revelation 8, verse 2.
Yes, Revelation 8, 2, and then Revelation 11, 15, I think.
Revelation 8, 2. And I saw the 7 angels who stand before God, and to them were given 7 trumpets. All right, so there are 7 trumpets.
All right, the trumpets are 7.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. First of all, why don't you go to 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52.
Okay.
It gives you exactly which trumpets will sound at the rapture.
1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52.
Yes.
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, which is this last trumpet?
Exactly.
Because basically he's saying that the last trumpet is the rapture.
Yeah, but remember you read in that the trumpets are 7?
Yes.
So Paul is saying it's the last trumpet. What number is that?
Number 7.
7. Go to Revelation 11:15.
Revelations 11.
Yes.
Verse 15. It says, and the 7th angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
You understand what's going on here?
Well, no. It says there is a 7th angel.
Well, first of all, you have to study Revelation 11 a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
You see, if you read the verse 2 and 3, it says that there are 2 witnesses that God will set up to be as a testimony in the end time. For how long? Verse 3.
Revelation 11:3.
Yes.
And I will give power to my witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
All right, that's the same length of the tribulation as you can verify, Revelation 13, verse 5. Okay, 42 months is the same period, right?
Yes.
So this is the period of the tribulation. So they shall testify. And then verse 7, what happens?
Verse 7. And when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them.
Okay, so this beast is the Antichrist, of course, who will kill them. When? When they have finished what?
Their testimony.
Okay, the testimony is supposed to be how long?
It said 3.5 years.
Exactly. So at the end of 3.5 years, the Antichrist is allowed by God to kill them.
Right.
And they're dead.
Yes.
Right, then start reading again, verse, I think it's 11 over there.
Now, after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God enters them, and they stood on their feet,
okay.
And great fear fell on those who saw them.
Okay, 3.5 days or what? Read verse 10 also.
And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these 2 prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth.
Okay, what does it say? Somewhere over there, they'd be laying down the street for 3 days and a half. 9 or 8.
Verse 8.
Yes.
And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified.
Okay, for how long?
Keep reading. For verse 11, it said 3.5 days.
3.5 days.
And then God resurrects them.
Okay, you see, there is a resurrection, okay?
Well, it says, yeah.
A resurrection.
The spirit
okay.
of life enters
okay.
into them.
Okay, and then what happened? Keep reading. They fly in, ascend in heaven.
Verse 12. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them.
Okay, so the whole world is going to see these 2 dead bodies resurrect, become alive again, ascend in heaven.
Yes.
All right, what verse is that?
Verse 12.
Okay, good. So they ascend in heaven in a cloud. This is the resurrection, which according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the resurrection comes before the rapture. 1 Thessalonians 4:15-17.
Okay.
Before the rapture is the resurrection.
Of the dead.
Okay, so the rapture is not yet.
No.
Okay, verse 12, they ascend to heaven, that's the resurrection.
Yes.
After the 3.5 years of tribulation, you get?
Yes.
So you get the 3.5 years of tribulations. Okay, the resurrection of the dead. Mm-hmm. See?
Yes.
All right. And then, which is verse 12. And then if you keep reading, verse 15, what happens? You read it again.
Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
All right. So you see here, the kingdom of God begins. That means it's definitely the end of the tribulation. There cannot be a tribulation after
yes,
the kingdom of God begins.
Of course.
All right. So you saw the resurrections.
Yeah.
Okay, which happened after 3.5 years of tribulation. They're killed by the beast, the Antichrist. And after that, verse 15, the seven trumpet sounds, which Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, says when the last trumpet sounds is the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's very simple. So,
I understand.
So they are given power to testify, witness for 3.5 years, 1,260 days, 42 months, Revelation 11, 2 and 3. Verse 7, they are killed. When? At the end of the test, at the end of the 3.5 years.
All right.
And then they be laying on the street for 3.5 days. And then after that, they will ascend into heaven. Revelation 11, I think, is verse 12.
Yes.
And then after that, after they ascend in heaven, seven trumpets sound. The seven angels, the seven trumpets, the last trumpet.
Amen.
You understand?
Yes.
But Paul says, rapture is the last trumpet, the seven trumpet. That sounds in verse 15 after the resurrection, after the tribulation. So, to sum it all up, it's very clear.
Yes.
The rapture is after the tribulation. Is it clear enough? Is
yes,
it specific enough?
It was, yes.
All right. This is one of the many ways. I know at least six different ways to prove when the rapture is. This is one of the six.
I want to ask you, how do you know that the 3.5 years of their testimony is the period of the Great Tribulation?
Well, that's very clear because Revelation 11 is a parallel of Revelation 13.
What happens
Revelation
there?
13, there is the same beast, the same 42 months, the same ungodly rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly the same parallel.
Okay.
It's the tribulation. There is no way around it.
I see. I know that in other teachings, Brother Joseph explained very well when the Great Tribulation starts and how long it lasts. So I encourage you, dear brethren, who have more questions, to go and listen to these messages. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.